Hello there. This is your Daily Lift from the Gospel Broadcasting Network. You'll recall the story of Judas Iscariot. He's the one of Jesus' chosen 12 who betrayed him on the night of his arrest. He later died a suicide in deep regret for his sin. Peter, at Acts the first chapter, pointed out at verse 25 that Judas fell by transgression. Though Judas' particular sin is unlike that which most any of us would or could commit, it still should be noted that transgression of any sort is that which causes the spiritual fall of mankind. That being known, it seems fitting that we should also know how to remain standing in the spiritual sense of Christians, and thereby avoid transgression. At Ephesians the 6th chapter, Paul wrote at verses 11 through 18 that we must stand against the wiles of the devil and do all to accomplish this. Specifically, Paul spoke of certain necessities of Christians in military terms, saying that we should take the whole armor of God, including the girding of the loins with truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shodding of the feet with the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, and prayer. Without these, no man is able to stand, and would therefore fall by transgression. It is interesting to note that Paul said one should have the shield of faith above all. This indicates he placed a special value on that. At 2 Peter chapter 1, Peter seemed to place a similar importance on the Christian faith in the effort to remain spiritually standing. At verses 5 through 11, we're admonished to add to our faith virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, and charity. If we would do these things, we're promised never to fall. However, it should be noted that the list of Christian characteristics Peter named were added to the basic virtue of faith. At Romans chapter 10, we're taught at verse 17 that faith comes from the Word of God. Of all the things necessary to prevent the fall of transgression, all from the most basic to the greatest, are the products of the effect of God's Word in an honest heart. Judas fell by transgression. But with the application of the light of God's Word, you need never fall. And may God bless you. And may you have a great day.